All right, here we go. And a one. And a two. And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 229.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. Spotlight on Marvel Comics. Star Wars number one, circa 2015. I don't know what volume it is. Probably volume 147 of Star Wars comics. Everybody's published Star Wars comics. DC, Dark Horse did for several years.
DC did?
I think DC maybe did one or two, but I could be wrong. I could be just making that up.
I think you are.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it was only Dark Horse.
They did Star Trek.
That's right, they did. That's what I'm probably getting mixed up, because Marvel did Star Trek, too.
Don't you be getting your Star Wars and Star Trek.
I know.
Dude, you're supposed to be like the reliable Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So.
Your reputation has been tarnished.
Well, I've not exactly been on my game lately.
Now, before we get too deep into this, have you...
Sure.
I know, Chris, you've seen the movie Murray. Have you finally seen Force Awakens?
Oh, the kids saw it, and it divided the whole house because she was ready to tell me everything that happened.
Shit.
So I had to, like, barricade myself in the room, in the bedroom, while she talked with the wife and told her all the spoilers. And I had to, like, put my head under the pillow because her voice was so loud.
That's
really
funny.
Thought it was great.
Good.
Why didn't you go?
She was on a date with her boyfriend. And
oh.
I need to be the chaperone.
Oh, if there's one time you should be the chaperone, this would happen. I think you could justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not actually paying attention to you, honey. I couldn't give two craps about what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
He did not buy me a ticket. I was not invited. So.
Ouch.
Well, I know.
Strike three.
I know. However. Despite not buying me a ticket, he's still a good kid.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't know him. I don't know his name. I don't even know his hair color. But there's something wrong with that boy.
Man, these covers are...
That's okay. Oh. I stayed home. I got a little further on my Gilmore Girls marathon watching. It was all good.
Well, I'm glad you got something out of it then.
I totally did. I mean, it was not space opera stuff, but...
Well, you know.
It was soap opera.
It was soap opera, and it was all good.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, then.
Sorry, what is the what?
Oh, I was going to say, when does the Degrassi High rewatch
start? Oh, no. I'm not watching that.
Okay.
I have never seen a Canadian show... with the exception of Kids in the Hall, that has ever been good. Now, I've heard good things about Degrassi. I'm not watching it. Ugh. If I want a soap opera, I'll watch a good American-made soap opera with lots of sex and lots of sleaze and lots of backstabbing. I'm not going to go for this watered-down Canadian teen version of, oh, I'm sorry I forgot to open your locker for you. Oh, no, I'm sorry I didn't tell you to open your locker. Oh, I'm sorry you got pregnant. No, I'm sorry that I got you pregnant. No, I'm not doing that. Yuck.
Okay.
Nope.
So, Chris, what we're hearing here is he'll take our soap operas, but, you know.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Somebody's got to watch them, because I'm glad it's not me. I remember my mom used to watch them all the time, and, you know, when I was little, you didn't have a choice. You kind of had to watch them, you know. I know way too much about way too many soap operas.
You know, I think Orphan Black has probably got, you know what? That's the other exception to the rule, because it's got some Canadian content in there, too. So we've developed, we just don't do teen soaps well. Not that I didn't watch Degrassi, so uh-huh. I can't really judge it, but it came out of the same era of the Beachcomber days and Littlest Hobo and yuck.
All right, so totally sequitur but non sequitur at the same time. The new Wolverine book. Anybody mm-hmm. who's ever watched Orphan Black will see that they are ripping that show off.
Oh, really?
Cool.
I kind of heard that. Yeah, I did kind of hear that.
Yeah, I haven't started watching that yet. I've got them recorded.
I read the first two issues of that new Wolverine book that focuses on X-23.
Mm-hmm.
She's the new Wolverine. And
right.
It's not point for point, but there's even a character in there that looks like Matt Frewer.
Wow.
So I'm just like, oh my god, this is they're not even trying to cover up the fact that they're ripping off Orphan Black.
Man.
That's okay. Orphan Black is 100 million times better, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is too. I'm still a season behind. I admit it. I'm lots of other shows. Oh.
You're a season behind on Orphan Black?
So,
I haven't even started it yet. So,
as soon as it hits Amazon Prime, I'll be all over it. But I had other priorities television wise. So,
you saw the end of season 3, where
yes.
They revealed.
Hey, I haven't watched it yet. No spoilers.
Oh, right. Okay. Blah 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 blah.
Jeez.
They revealed her brother.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when season 4 hits, you gotta watch it.
We watched the first episode, or part of the first episode, and I don't know, got distracted by a shiny object, and then...
Damn those shiny objects.
Didn't get back to it, but as soon as it's available on Amazon Prime, it will be...
That's right, they've been putting it on there for free, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. We'll show shortly.
Alrighty, so, a long time
okay,
ago...
Sorry. Right. Do you want me to cover this one, or
far,
someone else?
Away.
Anybody. That's fine.
So, I was not really following the news. This issue takes place right after the first Star Wars? Like
right after New Hope, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's between New Hope and Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So, they basically, the one downside to this whole series, which has, by the way, been very well written, is that we know nothing's going to happen to any of them.
That's a good point.
The tension is low, even when they put them in tense positions.
I would imagine.
How did the Dark Horse do it when they were doing it? Did they set it where?
The most of the stuff I saw was way before or way after the movies. I don't remember. I mean, they did some stuff, I think, with the Clone Wars.
Of it was even pre Phantom Menace.
I used to read a lot of that stuff. It was like thousands of years before, you know, it'd be like the very first Jedi and things like that. They were, especially there towards the end, they were doing a lot of prequels. Ostrander did a lot of them.
So they totally like stayed away from the main characters altogether.
Somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, they had some Boba Fett stories, I remember. They also had some, they had some Darth Vader stuff.
Yeah, they did.
They did a Palpatine series, I think. Mm-hmm. They got into him a little bit.
There was one where they did a like an Elseworlds or What If series, if that Luke went to the dark side and Leia had to train to face him, and I don't remember all of it.
That
but
sounds cool.
I think it was called Dark Empire. There was like a clone of Palpatine that showed up and other stuff. Yeah.
But they totally, yeah, you're right. They stayed away from
which
Chewbacca, Han, and Luke and Leia. And,
By the way, I've got a couple, you know, those the Marvel Epic Collections that I've mentioned before. They've been doing those of Star Wars. Well, they are cobbled together issues, bits and pieces of Dark Horse, reprints of Dark Horse comics. I've got at least two volumes so far, and that's what they've been. So.
Are you sure it's not Star Trek? No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Don't start with me now. But yeah, that's what they've been doing. So you can catch some of that in bits and pieces. And I don't know how they're picking it. But it's like the ones I've looked at have been, you know, three or four issues of this series, two or three issues of that series, you know, back and forth and interesting stuff.
But yeah, all the stuff that Marvel's putting out currently is all, you know, the Lando mini, the Leia mini, mm-hmm. the current Chewbacca mini. These are all set in that short time frame between episode four and five.
Yep. Man, there's a lot of covers.
53.
I'm looking through them right now.
53 covers. Some of them are really awesome, and some of them suck really bad.
Yes, they do. The Alex Ross one's my favorite.
A lot of them are commissioned by various stores around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Approved by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
That's cool.
Can we take this? Or Murray, you got it?
Doesn't matter. You go for it.
I'm good. Okay, so we got Star Wars number one. As Chris said, this is circa 2015. We've discussed at length where it's set time-wise. And it starts off, of course, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Didn't I hear the music? And then they got the big Star Wars going on. And then So book one, Skywalker Strikes. It is a period of renewed hope for the rebellion. The evil Galactic Empire's greatest weapon, the Death Star, has been destroyed by the young rebel pilot, Luke Skywalker. With the Imperial forces in disarray, the rebels look to press their advantage by unleashing a daring offensive throughout the far reaches of space, hoping to defeat the Empire once and for all, and at last restore freedom to the galaxy. Let's see. And we open as all the good Star Wars movies open, with a larger-than-life ship coming over our heads towards a planet. And here over the Tatooine shuttle, your credentials have been approved. You're cleared for landing at Weapons Factory Alpha. And there's a very cool ship design. I really like that. And we'll get to the credits in a couple pages.
Yeah, it looks like a comfy slipper.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
With a little jet boot on it.
Yeah, it's one of those design your own chucks. deviate from your approved flight path and you will be obliterated. Welcome to the Carillion Industrial Cluster. Welcome to Simoon 1. And it looks like a big factory place. We've got a couple of Star Destroyers in the background, a couple of TIE Fighters, and this particular ship, that comes from Tatooine, which, as we all know, is Luke's home planet, and Carillion Industrial Cluster, for those in the not aware, that is Han Solo's race, the Carillions.
That's right.
That's where he comes from. And it's a big factory planet, lots of smoke, it's really gross, and the ship pulls in, and we get a close-up on some stormtroopers, and I don't know what rank this guy is, but he's saying, Outer Rim scum, I can smell them already. Be on the alert for anything that seems even remotely suspicious. Kill them all. And the ship opens up. And greetings in the name of the Emperor. He thanks you for joining us here today and hopes our negotiations prove swift and fruitful. I am Overseer Agadine. Who do I have the honor of addressing? The official emissary, and we can see people walking down the ramp of the ship. It says, the official emissary of His High Exaltedness, the illustrious Jabba the Great, mightiest of all the Hutts, master of Tatooine and grand warlord of the Outer Rim. But you can call me Han. And we have Han Solo and R2-D2 coming down the ramp with a couple of sidekicks. It's similar to the armor that Lando wears in Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
He is in Jabba's castle, not castle. Jabba's,
stronghold.
Fortress.
Yeah,
stronghold. Fortress, right. Let me get classic Han Solo. Young Harrison Ford, circa 1977-ish. And also young R2-D2. He hasn't aged a day, by the way, in The New Force Awakens. just saying. And they greet each other, Han Solo and the... what was he? I'm sorry, the Overseer. Yes. And he says, I'm sure you've heard of me. I've been a pilot for Jabba for a lot of years. Yes, I'm certain you have, but we don't hear much about smugglers or gangsters in this sector except when they're being executed. If you'll follow me, identity confirmed, Han Solo, small-time smuggler, and galactic pirate. Small-time? I don't do this justice, parts of it.
No, that's fine.
His cockiness not coming through quite as should there. Known associate of Jabba the Hutt, currently with a bounty on his head of 30,000 credits. I can explain that. It's a funny story, really, says Hunt. Some other time, perhaps, says the Overseer. Your bodyguards must leave their weapons here. You will all be scanned for blasters. If you have hidden ones, best to turn them over freely. We wouldn't want to start negotiations on a sour note. No, we wouldn't want that. You heard the man, bodyguards. No guns. And we see Han Solo handing over his gun, but he's in the sight. Somebody has him in his sights. And we pull back, and it is Chewbacca hanging out up on a derrick with his crossbow. Which, no spoilers intended, but cool scenes with the crossbow in the Force Awakens.
Yes, they have a Nerf version of that that I've been working hard not to buy.
Working hard?
Yes, yes.
Not buy. Okay.
Yeah, yes. It's very tempting.
Every time you log into Amazon, it says, are you sure?
Yeah, that's basically it. We think you'd like this. No!
Okay, we're going in, everyone. Hold your position, says one of the masked bodyguards. Oh, thank the maker. I was half expecting they would have to kill you on sight. And we know that that voice, that off-screen voice, is C-3PO, because thank the maker is his catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. All right, the subterfuge must actually be working. They believe you truly are the envoy from Jabba. Mm-hmm. But of course, the real envoy was intercepted days ago by the Rebel fleet. Exposition.
That's one of his languages, I do believe.
Is it? One of his 5 million languages?
Yes, yes.
And one of the bodyguards says, 3PO, shut up. Yes, of course. I'm just thrilled to see you finally operating like a sufficiently lubricated machine. It would seem the tide of war has finally turned in our favor. In short, I dare say, I have a very good feeling about this. As Han, R2-D2 and the two bodyguards are being escorted in by a bunch of stormtroopers. Yeah, that gives me the warm fuzzies, too.
Yes, it does.
And we go inside, and we see the bodies of a bunch of TIE fighters being worked on by robots. And there's the wings on the right-hand side. Very efficient. I hope you boys are prepared for some vigorous negotiating, says Han. If you think old Jabba is tough to bargain with, well, who do you think taught him all that? Says Han Solo. It appears you have some misconceptions about what will happen here today, Mr. Solo. Mr. Solo? Huh. There will be no bargaining. The good negotiator will deliver the Empire's terms, and you will accept them. Your organization will provide whatever raw materials we require, and will take the pay you are given without complaint. This is the largest weapons factory in the galaxy. One that runs nonstop, day and night, all fully automated. We have an entire empire to keep armed and ready. We haven't the time or inclination to bargain with every two-bit hut or moth who gets in our way. Yet. And yet, says Solo, here we are. And an envoy from all the way out of the scuzziest edges of space. You boys must be pretty desperate if you're reaching out to somebody like Jabba to be a supplier. I suppose having a ship the size of a Death Star blow up in your faces tends to run your resources a bit dry. Am I right, Aggie? The negotiator will arrive shortly. You will await him within. And he points to a... Hey, it looks like a meeting room I sit in about twice a week. Yeah, nice chairs. Ah, I bet it's nice and quiet in there, says Han. It is shielded, yes. You know, I kind of prefer it out here where it's all loud and noisy. Don't be idiotic. Why in the world would we hold negotiations on the factory floor? Don't you remember, says Han? You said it yourself. We aren't here to negotiate. R2, your droid appears to be leaking fluids. R2, and R2-D2 is puking green stuff on the floor, and then he kazits it with some electricity with his electroids that he tends to zap people with. And he he zaps a bunch of the stormtroopers, and then the two bodyguards kick butt over the rest of them, and the overseers, oh my, this is insanity. What kind of envoy are you? And, oops, I'm in the wrong direction. There we go. The rebellious kind, says Han Solo. And we see that the two bodyguards are, in fact, Luke Skywalker and Leia, Princess Leia Organa. And she is getting physical.
Yeah, she's a badass, isn't she?
She is turning badass here. A lot more badass than she actually was in A New Hope. But...
Well, you know.
Yeah. Rebels, you've just doomed yourselves. This moon is the most heavily guarded base in the galaxy. You cannot possibly escape alive. Let us worry about that. Which way? I am a sworn officer of the Empire. I will never tell you. And R2 comes up to kazits him. That way. That way, he says. And Leia decks him. Thanks.
Kabam!
Really good art. They look like who they're supposed to look like.
Yeah, that's that Cassidy guy. John Cassidy.
Yeah, normally I'm not a fan of his stuff, but it's good here. Like, he really has captured the likenesses without it looking like photorealism.
Yeah, a lot of the adaptations, it looks like someone sat with a picture on a drawing board and traced over it.
Yeah, that's not what this looks like. He's got their likenesses, but they're comic book likenesses. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is good.
And his R2-D2 looks... just like R2-D2. Sorry. And nice work, R2. Vreep, beep, beep. I cannot do him justice either.
Oh, well.
We're in move. Move to phase two, says Leia into a comm on her wrist. 3PO, you worthless rust bucket. You better not have damaged my ship, says Han. For once, sir, the Millennium Falcon actually appears to be in good working order. And we pull to the outside, and it's a junkyard. A very appropriate place for the Millennium Falcon to be hanging out. As we hoped, Chewbacca was able to pilot us undetected through the moon's orbital debris field. At present, the Falcon and I are safely hidden amongst the rather extensive refuse fields that surround the factory. If I may say so, Captain Solo, I do find it rather disconcerting that your vessel continues to be so easily mistaken for garbage. Burn.
That's pretty funny.
You'll be garbage if you mess this up, Goldenrod. And there's our first shot of 3PO. He's sitting in the co-pilot seat of the Millennium Falcon. There are automated sentries patrolling this area. I'm not certain how much longer I can remain undetected. I suggest you act quickly. Just be ready to hit the autopilot as soon as we give the signal. Yes, sir. Of course, sir. May the Force be with you, sir. May the Force be with us all. And they're standing at the... Our heroes are standing in the doorway. Stormtroopers walking away from them, as stormtroopers do. The stormtroopers are idiots. And we are now in this is the central power station. Plug in R2 and shut down all safety restraints, says Leia. Luke, we'll rig this thing to blow. You keep an eye out for stormtroopers. Your eyes can deceive you. Luke is going into a Force-like trance. A true Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him. And in his head, he hears, "Help us!" And his eyes pop open. And he goes wandering off. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? And he comes upon a jail of all sorts of recognizable critters from various corners of the Star Wars.
Hammerhead.
Yeah, see one of them, and
there's the band members on the left from from.
Oh yeah.
Mos Eisley.
I forget some of the names. The
dancers from Jabba's.
Yeah, if they didn't have an action figure, I don't know their name.
I'm sure that all of those guys had action figures.
The Hammerheads did.
Oh yeah.
The Hammerheads definitely did.
Oh, and there's some Jawas down at the bottom.
Some little Jawas.
Yeah. Two Hammerheads. It's like Noah's Ark in there.
It is. Yep.
I don't know who the demon guy is, but anyhow, fully automated, says Luke to himself. Even that was a lie. Don't worry, I'll get you out of here. As he goes to release the prisoners, and from behind him, hey! And we have, hey, it looks like the guy who kept the, what was that, the critter's name in Jabba the Hutt's? Remember the one who started crying when Luke killed the demon?
I don't know if they ever gave him a name, but.
Please, they all had names, I just don't know what they are.
Oh, I have no clue.
Lucas gave everyone names so he could give them action figures, which he could then sell at Toys R Us.
Good point.
Get away from those cages, unless you'd prefer to be in one. Who are you? These aren't the slaves you're looking for, says Luke.
I love that.
It was worth a try. I suppose we'll have to do this. You reach for that blaster, kid. I take your pretty face off. Okay, calm down. You have my word. I won't reach for my blaster. As he grabs his lightsaber and he chops the guy's hand off, just like Ben did in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mos Eisley. What was the name of that bar?
I don't think they ever. Mos Eisley was the city that they were in.
Which was a wretched den of.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Luke then frees the prisoners. My name is Luke Skywalker, and I'm here to name in the name of the Rebel Alliance. Anyone who hates the Empire, follow me. And the guy's right, and he has a handless guy behind him. That's a really good page. I like that. And we're back to Han and Leia and R2. Countdown started. 10 minutes to overload. Time to get moving. Luke, let's go. Thank you, Han, says Leia. Wait until we're in the Falcon a few light years away from here. Then you can thank me in style, princess. Luke, hey, where is that kid? No matter what happens next, I just want you to know I appreciate what you've done here today, says Leia. You put your face in front of the Empire. You didn't have to do that. I thought we agreed it was the only way to pull off this crazy stunt of yours. But now the whole galaxy will know that Han Solo is one of us. One of us? Now hold on there, Your Excellency. I'm still just a smuggler with a price on his head. I do have one question for you, though. Why? Why would you do that? What is it you really want, Han Solo? Maybe now is not really the best time. Wow, what a great panel.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to go from off panel? And Luke shows up with all the prisoners. Again, it does look very... There's two of them, each of them. So I'm guessing it is the Noah's Ark situation. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I found a few more passengers, says Luke. You slaves. Luke, they're coming with us, Leia. Sure, the more the merrier, kid. All right, guys, it's time. And we get back up to Chewbacca. Roar! And over the intercom. 3PO, hit the autopilot. Get the Falcon in the air. Chewie, stand by to close the roof as soon as we give the signal. Then the Falcon swoops in and picks us up. We hit the hyperdrive and we're out of here just before. Roar! Says Chewbacca, and he's telling on ship coming in. What ship?
Oh, crap.
Overseer. The negotiator has arrived. What?
I'm going forward. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. And off the ship walks Darth Vader, of course. And Chewbacca tells him over the intercom, roar! And Han's Vader. Did you say Vader, says Luke? Chewie, stand down. Do not fire. You take the shot at Darth Vader, and the whole factory will be on alert. Are you crazy, says Leia. Chewbacca, if you have a shot at Vader, I order you to take it. Forget about us. Killing him is more important. Do you hear me, Chewbacca? Chewie, take the shot now. And Leia is taking charge. And Chewbacca's sighting on Vader. And greetings, Lord Vader, says one of the stormtroopers. It had better... all is made ready. It had better be. It had better be. I can't do it. Allow me to show you to your... Wait, I sense. And Chewbacca does take the shot. And Vader stops the shot with his lightsaber. And he does it by pulling in a couple of stormtroopers to take the shot for him. Lord Vader, wait.
Wow. Nice.
They are full of holes. Wow, they are really full of holes. Yeah, they're clones. Who cares? And Vader stands there, just looking very regal and very pompous. Does his hand-wavy thing at Chewbacca. And Chewbacca's about to take another shot, and the whole tower that he's on starts to collapse. And he has to jump off. It was a Wookiee, says Vader after him. Sir, we have been unable to raise the Overseer, and now it appears the main reactor is in meltdown. It's a rebel attack. Put the entire moon on alert. Yes, sir, says a trooper. He's here. The rebel pilot who destroyed the Death Star. I can feel his presence. He will not escape me again. I can hear the voices. I'm sorry. Chewie, come in, says Han. We're in trouble, says Leia. No, not yet. We can still... Alert, the factory's under attack. All guards to their stations. Oh, now we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to blast our way out. We still have the Falcon. 3PO. 3PO, get us out of here. Hit the autopilot. I did, sir. I pressed the button 5 minutes ago. I'm afraid nothing happened. You useless sack of springs. What did you do to my ship? Oh, dear, says 3PO and looks out the window.
Oh, no.
It's being dismantled. It appears the Millennium Falcon is being dismantled by native scavengers. They must call these trash fields home. Well, go out there and stop them. Me? Go out. There's a blaster in the cockpit. Do whatever you have to do. 3PO. Oh, and he looks at the blaster. He has no idea what to do with it. Because one of the languages he does not speak is blaster.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back in the factory, and they're trying to shoot their way out, and here come the stormtroopers who shoot like stormtroopers. Just like in the movies. Not hitting a single solitary thing. And the prisoners are running away, and the rebels are running away. Great work, Han. If your plan was to get us trapped, how do we get out of here? We walk, Your Highness, says Han. And he looks off screen, and we have some... What the hell are those called?
Mm-hmm.
From,
Walker?
AT-ATs.
Thank you. Oh, that's an AT-AT. You're right.
Yeah.
From Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And also from... no, they were not in Return of the Jedi. That
no, the smaller ones were. AT-ST, I think, is what they're called.
Well, not the knowledge. And he'd climb up on everyone on board. An Imperial Walker. Can you even drive one of those things? I can drive anything. Let's go. Wait. Where's Luke, says Leia. And he's hearing, Luke, Ben. Ben, is that you? Ben, he's here, Darth Vader, the man who killed my father. Who killed you? I have to face him. I have to end this. Luke, listen to me carefully. Run! And there's Luke facing off against Vader. And that's it. And this was written by...
The banger.
Jason Aaron. Artist John Cassaday. Colorist Laura Martin. Letterer Chris Eliopoulos.
Very, very good.
And it was edited by Jordan D. White. And I think that's the only credits we need to mention at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if there's anything. Next issue came out later. Anyhow, this also led into the Vader miniseries, or not, excuse me, regular series, which, by the way, has really cool C-3PO and R2-D2 analogs.
Oh, okay. Sounds interesting.
Really cool. They are really cool. They are dark, dark versions of those two characters. Yeah. One of the languages that C-3PO character speaks is torture.
Okay. That's nice.
and the R2-D2 analog is very well armed.
My goodness.
Is that? We got the Princess Leia minis coming out.
Yeah, Wade wrote that one.
It was actually pretty good. I
haven't read it yet.
I prefer the Lando mini. Lando mini was really good.
I'll have to check those out. I'm sure I've got them all. I just haven't read them yet. Way behind on my reading.
Well, I won't speak for you guys, but I could actually, the way this was, Jason Aaron wrote it, he wrote the dialogue. So if you know how the character's supposed to sound, it sounded, you could hear the voice in the head.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
When you weren't listening to my voice.
Yeah. Sorry. It's all right. Well, I mean, how many hours were there of those characters? Oh, sorry.
Well, now it's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to go see that again.
Oh, I do too.
I really do.
Yeah.
Me too, Cineplex.
I know. This week. That's my goal this week.
All right, then. Next time we talk.
You're on holiday break, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, mine ends tomorrow. I've been off all week.
Yeah. Me too.
Back to work.
I'm off all next week as well.
I know. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
I only have 3.5 days next week.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No, it's not. They'll give us a half day on Thursday. Aren't they generous?
Yes, they are. I'm off on...
Well, so that's Star Wars 1. Obviously, for those who have followed all the Star Wars stuff up to this point and read all the books and all the comics, know that all of that continuity was flushed down the Disney toilet as far as they were concerned.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is the new continuity.
Yeah, and I was just looking on Amazon... see, this is already in trade, that particular book, and I was seeing some other things that they had coming out. There was a book by Chuck Wendig that came out that's supposed to take place, it takes place immediately after the Death Star, and there's still things of the Empire, and the next one in the series is supposed to take, place about 6 years before Force Awakens, so... And that's supposed to be in canon, so I haven't read finished the first one yet, but I just pre-ordered the second once I saw it. Yeah, and they've got a lot of good. There's a bunch of books out right now.
Yeah.
So that are all the new stuff. Greg Rucka wrote a is writing one. That he wrote one. What I'm thinking of, he wrote one called "It Happens Right After Return of the Jedi." I think. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
It's the Disney marketing machine. They're willing to put their name on mascara.
Absolutely. You got that right.
Mm-hmm. Or popcorn. You can get Disney microwave or Star Wars microwave popcorn if you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. The Force Awakens Before the Awakening is by Greg Rucka and Phil Noto. It's like a picture book for kids. That. Yeah. They got a lot of... here it is. Aftermath, Star Wars, the Journey to the Force Awakens by Chuck Wendig. That's the one, and they've got some... written adaption Force Awakens is coming out on the 5th. By Alan Dean Foster, I might add, a writer of many a Star Wars novel.
Mm.
So they got good stuff.
Out. Counts.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I know.
Anyway, right, that's about it.
I obviously this was inspired because that movie the new movie was easily as good as A New Hope, not as good as either Return of the Jedi or Empire, but it as good as A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
excellent.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Yep, done. Yep. I got nothing else.
Me either.
Oh, do you know what I did see?
What?
Oh.
Avengers 2. It finally came to Netflix. And I saw it. I liked it.
Yeah, that was a
is
good
that
one.
Netflix? Age of Ultron's on Netflix?
Wow.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I think it was. I remember seeing that now.
You Canadians. Oh, wait a minute. Now, oh. Putz. Okay, good night, guys.
Just came all right. Out, like, it just, like, in the last day or two, I think.
Yeah, they got to deal with Disney, so.
Advertise. Either way, it was good. I liked it. I like Hulk and Black Widow having a little thing. I think mm-hmm. that's kind of cool. I liked. What else did I like? I liked Quicksilver. Aww.
You can always watch the latest X-Men movie to get some more Quicksilver.
Mm. Yeah, that's not the same Quicksilver. That guy's not going to have the accent and the bad dye job and stuff. I like this X-Men. I like this guy. They should have. That was the only drawback. They didn't need to, like, waste him. He was, like, such a good character.
No, you're right. They did not need to kill him. I agree.
I liked him. I liked Wanda, too. She was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
All that swooshing around as she's battling to make it look like she's actually doing something.
Yeah.
Well, because otherwise she's just standing there wrinkling her eyebrows. So
well, true, yeah.
She's, like, got a swirl around. She's doing, like, Tai Chi while she's doing her little magic hexy stuff, and that's kind of cool. Now, I missed this. Did they walked away from them being mutants, and instead they were experimented on by
being... Yes, yeah, that's what they're saying.
Or Strucker or whoever it was.
Yeah, I think they had some... He enhanced whatever they... Something they had in their DNA, I think, is what they said. I don't remember, really.
Okay. But they, yeah, like, I got the sense that, oh, they're not mutants anymore. If they
no,
are,
I don't think they were.
They're not allowed. They're not allowed to use that word. Or...
Yep. Yeah.
We won't use the M word. No more M. That was cool.
Yeah.
I liked how they tied the Vision in to Thor. Thor had some sort of vision, and I don't know. I didn't quite follow all that, but I'd have to watch it again to really totally get it. But mm-hmm. I like that they connected Vision to Thor.
Yep.
And yeah, on the whole, I liked it. I didn't even mind Hawkeye having a wife and kids.
I thought that was an interesting.
I think I don't know. It kind of came
interesting
out of the
blue, touch.
But
yeah.
I didn't mind that. What else did I like? I would have liked Ultron to be like a Hank Pym creation, but I get why they didn't go that route.
Yeah.
And he was okay. He was kind of fun.
Well, they actually, if you have you seen Ant-Man yet?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some implied stuff in there that Stark may have borrowed some of Hank Pym's technology.
Oh, really? I missed that.
That's kind of cool.
So he talks about how Stark, I don't remember the exact words, but I think that Stark used some of his inventions, which they could easily then say that it was Pym technology that spurred on Ultron, if enough people
wanted to. But yeah. I mean, the thing with Ultron is that he's got such a connection to Hank, and he sees Hank as his dad, and we're not going to get, I mean, it's not a big deal, Loki. You know, whatever. The comics can go their route. The movies can go their route. It was cool anyway. They got the right actor to voice Ultron for sure.
Oh, good lord, yes.
My wife. The only complaint my wife had about that was she said it got a little old with him being so smarmy. I mean, that's James Spader. He's smarmy. That's
yeah.
just him. But,
well, if you've ever seen him on The Blacklist, that's a lot like his character. Yeah. Same.
Watch him in anything, and he talks that same. I'm cooler than you are, Tone. Like,
okay, I'll
give. Lessons, you're pretty in pink. Was it pink? Yeah, pretty in pink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's sitting there with his martini, talking to, telling him what a loser he is for dating the girl at the record store.
Mm-hmm. All right,
funny.
So that's it. That's all I've done.
Well, I'm glad you finally got around to that.
I know.
Cool.
If they ever put Guardians of the Galaxy on Netflix, I'll be right there.
You haven't seen Guardians yet? Oh,
I know.
Good Lord, dude.
Wow. I don't know. There was something going on this summer. I forget what I was watching.
That's funny.
Oh, we know it wasn't Degrassi High and it wasn't Gilmore Girls because you just rediscovered Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
No, that was not in the summer. It was probably like, what would it have been? I don't know. I watched Revenge live and I regretted every moment after season 2.
Computer shenanigans.
We'll make some time to go to the theater and see Force Awakens.
Oh yeah, you'll thank yourself for it. Yeah.
We'll do
what. I'm glad I did what I did and went and saw it by myself first before I took the kids to see it. Because the little one had to go to the bathroom like every 10 minutes. So I never would have saw anything. So.
I only missed 4 minutes of the movie. I timed my run to the bathroom. And
oh, well, there you go. See? Very nice.
Right. Well, enjoy your new year, guys, and we'll...
You too.
All right, you too.
Okay, good night, guys.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.